Hello.
Hey, sorry for that.
Hey, no worries. How are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, I'm sorry I missed your email earlier. I got your voicemail. I was at lunch. The bank statements definitely show the revenue that are really helpful, so let's get an application and see what we can put together for you here.
Okay. So, is that all y'all need? You don't work off of, like, tax returns or financial statements or anything like that?
That's kind of a loaded question. So, most of our programs are supposed to be very turnkey, where we're not going to ask you for all that stuff because, A, business owners are busy, and, B, half the tax returns that business owners file, like, sometimes they don't have the numbers to necessarily support the cash flow. So we kind of don't like to go down that road. So we've got a lot of different programs that go up to 100 or 150 grand without really asking those questions. Your situation's a little unique in that you have, you want to do this whole UCC under the holding company, but I think that's going to be no problem. I just did have one question for you. The balances did get pretty light in September. It went down to about 85 bucks. So what happened? Are you just moving a lot of money around, or what exactly happened there?
Well, a lot of things. We were moving money around. We were wrapping up a couple of jobs. And see, that's one of the issues is we're fixing. We just signed a bunch of new work.
Okay.
And I need to try to get all this stuff done before all the stress. You know, when we start a job, it's about 120 days to revenue.
Okay.
So in that first couple of months, cash gets strained really hard.
I understand.
And so so that's what's happening is we're wrapping up work and getting geared up for the next little cycle.
Do you have your October statement by any chance yet or no?
We hadn't printed it off. I'm sure we can get it. I mean, we have a little process. I went and grabbed the binder that had those in it and sent you what was already printed off and stuck in the binder.
Yeah, if you have October, that'd be great. And then, Lamar, I'm not like the pushy salesperson, but we work with a lot of customers who have these big jobs, and obviously cash flow, there's a lot of money in, a lot of money out. While we do this equipment transaction, you're currently paying what to rent this piece of equipment?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you currently paying to rent this equipment?
Oh, God. I don't even remember. I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000 a month.
So obviously, you know, giving you some cash so you can finance it, you know, it's a much better deal to own it than rent it. But I guess the question I'm asking is this. Do you want us to put together an approval for you for working capital since you're doing some bigger jobs?
I would love one, but I don't want to hold up the process.
No,
I could use another $250,000. I mean, that would be very helpful to me right now with the new work that's starting.
Yeah, I can put it together for you in a couple hours, so it's not going to hold up the process. It's two halves, one dozen. So when you send me that October statement, and most importantly, I just need that application to get rolling, I'll put together both offers for you, and I'm sure we'll get the equipment done, but I'll go over the terms of working capital and see if I can help you out as well.
Perfect. I'll get that to you here shortly.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.